This is GQDN for Thursday, June 15th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Sony news. We have a little bit of Grasshopper and something from The Last of Us. But today, we start with World of Warcraft and two articles from Wowhead. First one states that the World of Warcraft subreddit will return to private, and that'll be indefinitely due to a protest of API pricing. So, here is the quote. And this is what the WoW devs did say on Reddit. Hi all. As you may have noticed, we have opened the sub back up to restricted state after the 48-hour period we committed to before. After reading over the feedback we received on the post in mod mail, we have decided to take the sub back private indefinitely. Feedback ranged from don't partially reopen, either stick to your guns or don't bother at all, go back to dark to hurt Reddit, add money, reopen because we're blanking over the community because it won't have any impact, etc. Who gives a blank? Ultimately, quote, don't partially reopen, either stick to our guns or don't bother it at all, unquote, seems to be the most common and popular. So what we're doing, the sub will go back to a full private 12 hours after this post goes up, giving y'all a window of time to get anything saved from the sub that you may need. To recap, over the last 48 hours, Spaz sent an internal memo to Reddit staff stating, quote, there's a lot of noise with this one, among the noisiest we've seen. Please know that our teams are on it. And like all blowups on Reddit, this one will pass as well. Unquote. As many of you predicted, the intention is to wait us all out. The AMA with Spez was widely regarded as disastrous, with only 21 replies from Reddit staff and a repetition of the accusations against Apollo dev Chris Selig. Most detailed questions were left unanswered. Despite claiming to work with developers that want to work with them, several independent developers report being totally ignored. In addition to the future of Blind is still uncertain, as the tools they need are not available on the two accessible apps. Thank you for joining us in this fight to make sure Reddit stays open and accessible for its user base. More information on what the blackout is aiming to achieve can be found here, which is a link to ModCord comments. Please take this window of time to save anything from the sub you might need in the meantime. We can suggest using Google's cache function to do this. We can also suggest joining discord.gg/wow to continue talking about WoW. Now that's on the bad side. On the positive side, or the good side, WoWhode's own Preheats did talk in a Q&A with Graham Berger. He is a senior game designer from Team 2. And they did go over a few things, such as the evolution of Evoker and augmentation were coming to Evoker, and they did discuss why they would go through DPS and how to increase augmentation in groups in both PvE and PvP. And that's basically because of the damage and buffs. And there were some other things, such as a potential release date. Yeah, right. And some stats and itemization. Well, the reason why I said yeah, right, because there's no release date yet. But still, very well done to Preheat, and well done to Wowhead. Let us move on, because Esports Insider did say that Endpoint is launching an esports bootcamp service. So, this is a UK-based esports organization called Endpoint, and they're calling their bootcamp service called Progrooms.gg. Now, they're providing some facilities for practicing and giving the tools to analyze their performance, the players' performance. Now, Progrooms.gg has now three locations in the UK. That is Watford, that's North London, Brandon, Central London, and Sheffield. So if you're in England and you're around London and you want to be good at esports, go check them out. Now the boot camp facilities, well, they are being used by the organizations for their teams so they can develop their skills and cohesion. Liquid was there in May of 2023 as they opened the esports facility in Brazil. So basically Team Liquid opened their esports facility in May 2023, so I do apologize for that. So that way they could have their in-person practice sessions. And we know that schools here in the US are doing some teaching about esports, but why not some practice facilities as well? Now we go to WCCF Tech, and they're saying that Phil Spencer, well, he thinks they're set up pretty well for 2024, for next year. In fact, he did some talking in a statement. So here's what he said, quote, "I actually don't have a lot of fear about 2024. 2022 was hard for us, but I think waiting on certain games. Let's take South of Midnight. Like you saw, the game got announced during the Xbox Games Showcase. We had that game ready to announce last year, but we said, let's keep working on the game. Let's keep working on the announcement. It's okay to hold the announce, or let's take Clockwork Revolution. When I was here at E3 last year, I was at Enzyle playing that game, not looking at the announcement video, but actually playing that game. And I came back this year down at Exile playing it again with that team, going through the latest builds. So it gives me confidence because we're staging that announce of the game closer to release. We've got hands on the game. I think now we're in a position to really pay that off. And not just for the next 12 months. When I look forward, there are so many things. We haven't talked about what's coming from ID Software. We haven't talked about what's coming from the Coalition. When we are going to see Perfect Dark again, and when we are going to see Everwild again. There are so many things that we are still working on that we haven't shown. I mean, I don't like to be confident, but I like to be humbly confident. I feel good where that portfolio is. I think we're set up very, very well. Keep in mind that the acquisition of Activision Blizzard is still ongoing. So, we shall see what happens. But he is confident. In fact, Grasshopper got confident too, because they gave their direct, and Eurogamer did say that they're looking at one game. Well, that game was in a 11-minute video that gives some updates and a little bit of silliness. So they got the trailer, the upcoming Shadows of the Damned remastered, and they do get an idea that the game maker Suda51 is making something else. So they did take a look at the gameplay footage, and apparently Suda51 did try to block something in the background, but they did see part of the UI that shows health, blood, and an emerald explosion, including a weapon that is called Brynhildr. So we shall see. But they did say that the game that they did announce, and it's called No More Heroes, said it will be coming in all current platforms, probably. So what would that mean? Could that be coming to phones? We'll see. Most likely PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. But we'll see if there's any more to that. Now, with Final Fantasy 16 coming, GamesRadar did say that if you want more memory for your PlayStation 5, well, prepare to pay out about $100. Because the internal memory that they are showing here from Silicon Power is on sale. And it was about $120 right now, but now it's at $98.97. And that is the Silicon Power X270 2TB SSD. And Final Fantasy is expected to be over 100 gigabytes of storage. So that 2TB would be very welcome. Now, there's something that is a bit cheaper than that. If you don't like that price, you can get the Silicon Power 1 terabyte SSD down, or SSD, because it's down to $54.97, and that was about $70. So, if you want something like that, they're up on Amazon. Go check them out. And they also have some other SSDs there on sale as well. Corsair, Western Digital, Seagate, and Samsung. So go take a look at the different prices and see if that fits your budget, especially if you're budgeting space in your PlayStation 5. Speaking of PlayStation 5, Sony did say that, according to PushSquare.com, the exclusives that are free with PlayStation Plus on day one was a strategy that they said was working. So here is what they said. This is Nick McGuire was speaking here. Quote, "We're happy with our strategy. Putting games in a bit later in the life cycle has meant that we can reach more customers 12, 18, 24 months after they have released. We're seeing customers still get excited about those games and jump again. For us, that's working. Occasionally, there will be an opportunity to invest in a daily date like, or invest in a day and date like Stray, and we will jump on those when they come in. But for us, letting those first-party games go out onto the platform outside the service first, that's working, and we will continue to bring our strategy moving forward. Keep in mind, Xbox has the Game Pass, and people can play some of the games on day one. PlayStation is not like that. They're two way different models. So which model do you like more? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Something that I don't like, but maybe you will. GameSpot.com did say that there's a Last of Us Haunted House coming to Universal Studios for Halloween. So they did announce that on YouTube. Yeah, and The Last of Us via the TV show, pretty good. Last of Us game was also pretty good. So if everything does come in threes, maybe this will be pretty good too. Now, the haunted house is set in the Pittsburgh quarantine zone. It'll feature some locations like the Hotel Grand and some dark and scary tunnels. Now, the tickets are on sale for Halloween Horror Nights right now, and they are in both of the Florida and, I believe, California locations. So, yes, it'll be at Universal Studios, yep, and the Orlando theme park and the Hollywood location. Orlando Park will be at September 1st, and the Hollywood location will be September 7th. That's ending the show, but this will be the last show. Well, basically I'm saying that there'll be no show tomorrow due to scheduling conflicts. That said, Saturday, twitch.tv/DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. Time for some Diablo. Hey, I did say The Last of Us, right? So it's time to go to hell. Go play some games, people.